morning. We welcome you to our service this morning. Let's just start with a word of prayer as we seek God's face for his presence with us this morning. Our eternal God and our Father in heaven, we come to thee today in and through our Savior's precious and worthy name. O God, we pray that today you'll aid us, you'll help us in our worship. Lord, that we'll glorify thee. And Lord, that everything would be to the honor and glory of thy great name. Answer prayer for us. Be with us now. In the Savior's name we ask. Amen. Amen. We're going to join together in the singing of our opening psalm, the psalm number 122, and page 120 in your hymn books. The words will be on the screen. I joyed when to the house of God, go up, they said to me, Jerusalem, within thy gates our feet shall standing be. We'll stand together as we sing this opening psalm of praise, please. Let's start to sing. Let's come together again, please. Seek the Lord in a word of prayer. We ask for his help and for his presence with us this morning. Let's all pray. Heavenly Father, we thank thee today for the joy that is ours to come into thy presence and the joy that's ours to come into thy house. O God, we thank thee today for the house of God. We thank thee, Lord, for the public assembling of ourselves together. We thank thee, Lord, for the joy that is ours as we come to thy house. And Heavenly Father, we pray that we might have that spirit and that attitude, even, Lord, of those returning pilgrims of which we have been singing, when they joy to go to the house of God. Heavenly Father, we pray that today we might never lose the joy of coming to God's house. May we never lose the excitement and the wonder of coming to worship our great God. What a privilege is ours this morning that we can gather ourselves together in a fashion publicly, openly, such as this, not fear or favor of any man. But, O God, we come to bow our hearts before thee today, the one who is the sovereign ruler of heaven and earth. And Heavenly Father, we come to thee today to offer our worship and our praise to thee. We ask, O God, that you would be pleased, Lord, to take the sacrifice of our lips this morning. We ask, O God, that our praise might be acceptable in thy sight. And our Father, we pray that today we might truly worship thee in spirit and in truth. Come, O God, and speak to all of our hearts. Minister to all of our needs. Remember, Lord, today, each one who has been enabled to gather in God's house. We thank you, Lord, today for the health and the strength, journey mercies, Lord, you've given to us today. Realize, O God, that every good, every perfect gift comes from thee. And so, Lord, we lift our hearts in praise and thanksgiving to thee. Heavenly Father, we pray you'll help us to worship thee aright. May we know, Lord, truly what it is, Lord, to enter into that place with the Lord as, Lord, we hear thy word. Remove every distracting thought. O God, we pray that today you'll come and minister to our needs. O God, we pray, Lord, for each one of thy dear people. Lord, speak to us, bless us, challenge us, convict us, rebuke us, encourage us, O God. And Heavenly Father, we pray that we might take thy word truly as being the word from the Lord today. And Father, we pray today, remember those who cannot be with us. Remember, Lord, that so many who are unwell. Lord, so many today sick in their own homes. Those in hospital, continue to remember Sammy today. Lord, lay your healing hand upon thy dear child. And may he know the touch of the Master's hand being upon him. And Lord, for others who are unwell in their homes, those in nursing care today, Lord, those of our dear elderly folk no longer able to gather with us, Lord, just come and speak thy comfort to them at this time. Minister to them. We would not be unmindful today of those who have grown cold. And today, Lord, those who once walked so well with thee, and yet now they're so far from thee. O God, we pray that you'll run after them today. Bring them, Lord, to an end of themselves. O God, make them sick and miserable in their sinning. Bring them, O God, to thyself. O God, we pray that you'll restore the prodigal. Lord, renew, Lord, that right spirit within each one of us today. Give us, Lord, that greater love and desire after thee. Remember the Church of Jesus Christ across her land and across her nation. Remember, Lord, down into the south of Ireland today. Remember the works in the mainland today, in England and Scotland and Wales, the work there in the Isle of Man. Remember, Lord, our brother Philip as he ministered there in London this morning. Be with him, encourage him. We thank you, Lord, for the opportunity of holding the children's meetings again this week. Just be near to him, answer prayer. And Lord, we pray you'll continue to build up the work of God there in our capital city. Heavenly Father, bless the church worldwide this morning. We ask, O God, especially for the Church of Jesus Christ in Ukraine this morning. Lord, we thank thee for their resilience. We thank thee, Lord, for their strength of faith. We thank you, Lord, that already today there have been those reports of the people of God meeting together, publicly, openly worshiping God, even though, Lord, they're under the attack of the enemy. Heavenly Father, strengthen them. Stand with them, O God, we pray. Lord, we pray that you'll protect them. Lord, we pray that they might know what it is to be covered with the wings of Almighty God. Lord, we pray that you'll deflect every missile. Lord, Lord, remove every armored tank. Heavenly Father, we pray that you be pleased, Lord, to use that which man desires for evil. Lord, use it for and turn it for thy good. And Heavenly Father, we pray that you'll bring down the plans, Lord, of evil and wicked rulers in our world. And Heavenly Father, we pray that you will keep the people of Ukraine safe. And Lord, turn back evil, wickedness. And Lord, we pray that today thy name would be honored and glorified. We thank the Lord today that thou art God, God of all and God over all. And so, our Father, we pray that today, for especially our dear brothers and sisters in Christ there in Ukraine, may they know, Lord, what it is to look upon Jesus, to rest in him like never before. Heavenly Father, we pray you'll remember those who are serving thee there. Lord, remember especially, Lord, those that we heard about on Thursday night past. Heavenly Father, protect them, watch over them. And pray, Lord, for all the pastors seeking to help, Lord, their people at this time. We pray, Lord, for the missionaries there in Ukraine. Remember the Sloan family today. Lord, protect them, watch over them, we pray, and those that they seek to serve with. And Heavenly Father, we pray that out of this, Lord, thy name will be lifted high. Lord, that out of this the Church of Jesus Christ will go forward and go onward. Heavenly Father, we thank Thee today that You have promised, I will build My church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. Lord, we pray, build Your church, we pray. Build it here in East Belfast. Lord, build it here in this city of Belfast. Lord, build it across our country and across our nation. Lord, turn the tide, we ask. In the Savior's name we ask all of these things, and for Thine honor and glory alone we pray. Amen. Amen. Can I ask you please to turn with me in the Word of God this morning to Luke's Gospel, chapter 2. Luke's Gospel and the chapter 2. Luke's Gospel, chapter 2, and we want to read this morning from the verse number 40. Luke's Gospel, chapter 2, and the verse 40, reading down to the end of verse 52, the end of the chapter. Luke chapter 2, verse 40. And let's hear the word of the Lord this morning. Reading here about the Lord Jesus Christ Himself in His infant years. Luke chapter 2, verse 40, and there we read, "And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. Now his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem after the custom of the feast was. When they had fulfilled the days, as they returned, the child Jesus tarried behind him in Jerusalem, and Joseph and his mother knew not of it. But they, supposing him to have been in the company, went a day's journey, and they sought him among their kinsfolk and acquaintance. And when they found him not, they turned back again to Jerusalem, seeking him. And it came to pass that after 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, both hearing them and asking them questions. And all that heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers. When they saw him, they were amazed, and his mother said unto him, Son, why hast thou thus dealt with us? Behold, thy father and I have sought thee sorrowing. And he said unto them, How is it that ye sought me? Wist ye not that I must be about my father's business? And they understood not the saying which he spake unto them. And he went down with them, and came to Nazareth, and was subject unto them, but his mother kept all these sayings in her heart. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man." Amen. May the Lord bless the reading of His Word to all of our hearts. At this stage, let me bid you all a very warm and sincere and genuine word of welcome this morning. We're glad to see you, and we welcome you warmly in the Savior's name today. We're delighted to see Richard back with us again. Delighted to have you, Richard. Thankful for the Lord's hand upon you. Continue to be with you in the days that lie ahead. So we welcome you all in the Savior's name this morning. Now, you will know that our committee met this past week in relation to the various COVID precautions, and here's another advertisement format. And made some changes to the COVID protocols that we had in place over this past almost 2 years now. And I sent out the note to you during the week, but I just want to emphasize some of those matters before we give the announcements. In relation to the hand sanitizer, that's still available at the door there, and we encourage you to sanitize your hands on the way in. Face coverings no longer a legal requirement. However, those who wish to continue to wear face coverings are more than welcome to do so. And everybody's right to their own decision is entirely respected in relation to that. You will no longer be ushered in or out of your seats. You will be free to choose your own seat on the way into church. However, we ask you just to continue to bear in mind everybody's own individual wishes and respect their views in relation to those who may wish to sit still at a distance. Now, on the way out, you will not be ushered out, but as you leave, we encourage you please to keep the aisles free, keep the hallway free, and the stairwells free, those in the gallery. You're free to leave from both stairwells after the end of the service. And so if you can keep all of those areas free, please, so as not to restrict others from exiting the building. We are returning to our monthly suppers at the family services, and we are glad about that because I know many have missed the times of fellowship that they have offered. So in relation to that and in preparation for that, we are asking for your help and for your support. And so if you would like to be a part of that for the various teams, we work again on the different teams on a rota basis month by month. And so there's a list there in the hallway and at the bottom of the stairwells as well. If you would like to help with that, now we're being equal opportunities. We are living all in Equality Street at the minute. So this is open to everyone, not just the ladies. Man, we want your help as well. You mightn't be able to make a sandwich, or you mightn't be able to make a sandwich that we would want to eat, but you might be able to help afterwards and clean up and whatever. So if you could help, ladies, gentlemen, young people, whoever, put your name down, and we will then be able to put a rota out. And the more that we have on that rota, then obviously the less we will ask of you. We will just be asking you to bring the sandwiches each month. The committee will be taking care of the other things. So it will just be the matter of making the sandwiches and preparing the food, and the rest will be taken care of. All those sweet things will be looked after and bought in by the church. So if you can help on that, please put your name on the list as you leave. The church will continue to be sanitized and fogged after the services, and particularly in between the Lord's Day morning and Lord's Day evening services. We'll continue to use the offering boxes as we have been doing. Many are now contributing their tithes and offerings online, and so we'll continue to use the offering boxes for those who wish to continue to use the weekly envelopes. However, on the deputation meetings once a month on the Thursday nights, we will lift an offering, and that will just make it easier for the counting. Hymn books have been returned to the pews if you wish to use them. However, we will continue to use the words on the projector as well. And I want, on behalf of our session and committee, to thank you all sincerely for your cooperation and your patience with us over these past number of years, as we have all got used to a very different way of doing church. And I want to commend you on behalf of all of the committee for how you have worked with the committee as we have sought to keep everyone safe and keep the church doors open. You have to be commended for how well you have cooperated with all of these matters. So thank you in the Lord's name. And let's pray that as we return ourselves back to normality in relation to our church life, that the Lord will be pleased to bless us. As you know, we are praying for 10 souls, we're praying for 10 families. And you keep on praying that the Lord will be pleased to build his church here in East Belfast. There is a lot of work still to be done. We have missions planned for later on this year, and so there's a lot of work still to be done. So please do keep praying and keep on believing. Can I just remind you very quickly of the announcements and the meetings that are before us? We have our Hollywood Outreach Sunday School in Redburn Community Centre this afternoon, 2:30. Have our season of prayer back here in the church at 6 o'clock tonight. We encourage you to come back for that season of prayer, and then for our gospel service at 6:30 this evening. Love to see you back again in the house of God at 6:30 tonight. Our brother Stephen Anderson will be here to sing. The Explorers Bible Club will be on this Tuesday evening at 7 p.m. And then on Thursday night, that sees the commencement of our special Bible conference with the Reverend Roger Higginson. Thursday night and Friday night at 8 o'clock. Thursday night, God's servant will be dealing with the subject of what is revival. And then on Friday night, the people to whom revival comes. So we want you to set these two nights aside. They're only two nights. And we are asking you, please, to come, bring others with you. But most of all, be in prayer that the Lord would prepare all of our hearts for revival. We will hear, I know, powerful preaching about revival. I know that. But we need to not only hear it, but we need to experience it. And let's pray that as God's servant comes this upcoming weekend, that our hearts will be ready, that our hearts will be in tune, and that we might experience a little reviving even over this Bible conference weekend. So Thursday night, Friday night, I trust you have been able to set everything else aside and come with us, join with us for our conference. It continues then on the Lord's Day, next Lord's Day at 11:30, and Roger will be dealing with the subject of personal revival in perilous times, and then concluding the conference next Sunday evening at 6:30 with the realities of redemption. So do remember the conference very much in your prayers. Plan to be with us. Why not invite someone along to those special meetings this weekend? All the other meetings as normal next Lord's Day as well. Sunday School Bible class 10:15 and our Sunday School in Hollywood again at 2:30. We ask you to continue to remember all those who need our prayers and pray the Lord will keep his hand upon each one. Many who are unwell at this time, the Lord's hand will be upon them in restoring them to health and to strength. Do continue to remember our brother Sammy Lewis, who is still in hospital, and pray that the Lord will touch him and bring him back to that better measure of health and strength. We had our brother Donald with us on Thursday night past, a most challenging, moving meeting we had on Thursday night. I think all who were here will agree that. And we had the offering on that occasion, and the offering has now come to a total of £1,656.14. And we want to thank you sincerely for your giving to the work there in Ukraine. If you still would like to help and support that work, then please do see either Richard or William, and they will be able to take that and add the money to the list. Or if you want to give it to me on the way out, then I'll be able to hand it to them as well. So thank you. I think all of our hearts were touched in a real way as our brother Donald came and spoke to us. I want you to remember Donald and Jacqueline. You will have realized on Thursday night just how heavy their hearts are and how much they love the people there in Ukraine and how they fear for the people. And do continue to remember them very much in your prayers. But he sent me a little note to say that God's people are still meeting in God's house. What a challenge. What a challenge. Under the attack of the enemy and guns firing, missiles being launched, and armor tanks not too far away, they're still meeting to worship, still meeting in God's house. And what a challenge that is to us all. So do remember God's people there in Ukraine, and thank you for your support in that practical way for them. Let's turn again to another hymn, the hymn number 416 this time. We'll stand again as we sing, "Oh, for a closer walk with God, a calm and heavenly frame, a light to shine upon the road that leads me to the Lamb." 416, the words will be on the screen. We'll stand as we sing again, please. Let's stand to sing. Thank you. Can I ask you please to turn back in the Word of God to Luke's Gospel, chapter 2. Luke's Gospel, chapter 2. We'll be looking at a number of these verses that we read together this morning. But I want to read again the words of verse 44 and verse 45. Luke chapter 2, verse 44 says, "But they," of course referring to Mary and Joseph, "but they, supposing him to be in the company, went a day's journey, and they sought him among their kinsfolk and acquaintance. And when they found him not, they turned back again to Jerusalem, seeking him." I want to speak this morning on the subject of missing, but not missed. Missing, but not missed. Can we just still our hearts, please, in a word of prayer as we come to His Word for this morning. Heavenly Father, we pray that You'll help us this morning. We ask, O God, that You'll come. And Lord, make the Word of Scripture live in our hearts. O God, we need Thee. Open our eyes, Lord, to behold the Word of God. Lord, open our hearts to receive that Word, we pray. And Lord, we pray now for the help of God, the Holy Spirit. O God, come and speak to us this morning. O God, we pray that You'll take this vessel of clay, empty, Lord, me of self today, fill me with the Holy Ghost, fill me with power, give me help to preach as I ought, give us all help to hear as we need to, and Lord, we pray that You'll glorify and honor Thy great name. In the name of Christ, we ask all of these things. Amen. Amen. Have you ever lost something, but you didn't actually realize that it was lost until some time later? Maybe you've set your phone down, or you're a wee bit like me and you set the keys of the car down and they're not in the usual place that you've set them, and you don't realize that they're not in that usual place until you go to look for them. Because when you go to look for them, they're not where you thought they were. They can't be found. And you search everywhere for them. You still can't find them. And that phone or that set of keys, whatever it is, they went missing. But you did realize they were actually missing or missed for some time. And that's exactly what has taken place here in our scripture reading this morning. Missing but not missed for some time. This portion of Scripture that we read in Luke's Gospel, chapter 2, records for us the only record of the early years of the Lord Jesus Christ, that time between His infancy and then His public ministry. And in the incident recorded for us here, we have Christ as the young lad in the temple. He's there with His earthly parents, Mary and Joseph. And yet, they soon become separated from each other as Joseph and Mary begin to make their way home. But as they make their way home, they realize that the Savior is not with them. Joseph and Mary, who were in the early years of Christ the closest to Him, for this time lost out with Him. They wandered from Him, but the problem was that they didn't realize it for some time. And how often that can happen to all of God's people. We can walk from God. We can be so taken up with situations and circumstances that we lose out with God. And that fellowship and that relationship that we once had with the Lord, that closeness that we had to the Lord, is no longer there. Some situation, some spirit, or even someone has caused us to drift from the Lord. Our faithfulness in the house of God is not what it used to be. Our usefulness in the work of God is not what it used to be. Our steadfastness in the place of prayer is not what it used to be. And for some reason, we have drifted from God. That's not a place that any child of God should ever want to be in. That's not something that we should be content with. Joseph and Mary lost out with the Lord, and all too often that can happen to us. But the problem is, at times we don't even realize it. You see, Christ was missing in the lives of Joseph and Mary, but he wasn't missed for some time. As we think of this passage of Scripture this morning, some things I want us to notice as we consider the subject today. I want you to see, first of all, here, the departure. The departure. Losing out with the Lord always involves a departure from the Lord. That's where it always goes wrong. And that's exactly what happened. Because we read in verse 43, when they had fulfilled the days as they returned, the child Jesus tarried behind in Jerusalem, and Joseph and his mother knew not of it. In other words, Joseph and Mary departed from the Savior. They departed from the Lord. As we think of this departure, notice the timing of it. Notice in verse 43 again, when they had fulfilled the days. The reference is to the days of the observing of the feast of the Passover. You see that in verse 41. They went every year to observe the feast of the Passover. It was a very important, a very significant event in their lives. Even in their going shows great dedication and piety. This was a special time of worship for Joseph and Mary and for the others who gathered there. They didn't take it lightly. This was a time of blessing. This was a time of remembrance, when they remembered of all that the Lord and the goodness of the Lord in days gone by to them as a people and as a nation. Here was a time of blessing, a time of celebrating, a time of remembering, a time of thanksgiving, and yet at that very same time, there was a time of departure. You would think that of all the occasions that you could ever walk from God, this would not be one of them. At a time when they were remembering the goodness of God and thanking God, and yet this was a time when they lost out with the Lord. You see, times of blessing are never any guarantee that we'll not lose out with God. Because so often what can happen is that in times of blessing we become self-sufficient, self-reliant, and self-confident. And that sense of pride kicks in, and that sense of complacency kicks in, and right away the devil will come and seek to bring you away from God. You might think that it's at times of dejection, at times of defeat when you can lose out with the Lord, but that's not always the case. Mr. Spurgeon said, "I have never lost my Savior's presence in the house of mourning. But I have sometimes felt the suspension of fellowship with my Lord when the flute and the viol have been sounding in my ear." In other words, when times have been so good, he's lost out with the Lord. You see, our most happy moments are our most perilous moments. And oftentimes, folks, it is better for the child of God to go through the fiery trials than to waltz our way through the good times. This time of departure in the life of Mary and Joseph, when it was a time when it was least expected. You see, folks, the reality is there is never a moment in your life when the devil will not attack you. And just because things are going well, don't think the devil is not ready to pounce. The devil was ready here. No one or nothing is, no time is immune from the subtle and satanic attacks. You can walk out of the greatest of times of blessing in God's house and yet walk away from God. That has happened. And how true is the saying that our greatest defeats can come right after our greatest victories. Joseph and Mary walked out of the house of God that day and walked away from the Savior. That's why we need to be so much on our guard. That's why we need to constantly keep short accounts with the Lord. It doesn't matter how you were walking with God last week. It doesn't matter how you were walking and fellowshipping with God last month. It's how you are with God today. We see the timing of this departure, but we see as well the tragedy of this departure. Look at verse 44. But they, supposing him. Look at those words again, verse 44. But they, supposing him. They believed that the Lord was with them. They supposed that the Lord was with them. They didn't realize that they had walked away from the Lord. Now remember, in all of this, the Savior didn't move. He was still in the place where he always was. He didn't move, but they moved. They supposing him to have been in the company. Is it not the case, folks, that we can at times go through life supposing Christ to be with us? Supposing all is well. And we rely on the blessings of the past, even the most recent past, even the immediate past. But how we need to constantly be on our guard, and how we need to constantly keep our hearts with all diligence, as the wise man instructs us. Not because the Lord changes, because he didn't change, but because we can change. And every day we need to check our walk with God. Every day we need to ensure we're walking close to the Lord. Every day we need to ensure that something hasn't happened in our life that has caused us to stray from the Lord. What a tragedy to walk away from God. What a tragedy to leave off following the Lord, to go our own way and to do our own thing. But what a greater tragedy it is not to realize it. Not to realize it. It was said of the mighty Samson that he wist not that the Lord had departed from him. He wist not that the Lord had departed from him. Did you check to make sure today the Lord was with you? Did you seek his presence? Did you seek his face today? Before you entered into another day, did you ensure God was with you? How is your walk today with God? Are we walking close to him, or have we allowed ourselves to wander from him? How we need to all search our hearts today. How we all need to examine our lives today. Don't suppose, but rather search. In verse 43, we see that the Lord, he tarried in Jerusalem. He tarried behind in Jerusalem. Yet Joseph and Mary were very quick to leave. They were in a bigger hurry to leave than Christ was. You know, folks, we can tarry. We can tarry long at things of little value or little spiritual assistance to us in our Christian life and walk. But all too often we can be quick to leave the presence of God. We can be so particular about other things, and that's fine. But what about our walk with God? We can have everything else in place, but how is our walk with God? They were quick to leave. They simply supposed that he would be with them. Don't suppose when it comes to the Lord. You wouldn't get into your car and hope and suppose that you have enough fuel to get you where you want to be, you would check to make sure you've got enough fuel to get to where you want to be. Because if you don't check, you'll soon find out when she starts to chug and then stop. We need to check every day our walk with God to ensure that He is with us, that we're walking with Him, that we have sought His presence and we have pleaded for His help. Don't suppose today that your walk with God is good. Check it, make sure it is. I've heard many people say over this past number of years, I'm walking with God like never before. Yet I've never seen them walk through the doors of a church. I've never seen them walk to a prayer meeting. Let's check our walk with God today. There is this departure. But not only is there the departure, but I want you to see as well, there is the despair. Look in verse 44. The end of the verse, it says, and they sought Him. And they sought Him. Just consider that little phrase for a second. They sought Him. They were seeking, they were searching for Christ because now they realized He's not with us. They didn't have the Savior's presence. They didn't have His comfort, His joy, His peace, His presence, which brought so much joy to their hearts. It was no longer there. And now there's despair. They sought Him. As we think of this despair, I want you to see that there is an admission here. You read the words of verse 44, and you will see that Joseph and Mary are making a very honest admission. They're saying, Christ is not with us here. Christ is not with us. They were saying, we've lost Him. They owned up to it. They wanted to do something about it and put it right. And it could have been so different. Could have went on their way. And they said, well, somebody will pick Him up and bring Him. They know who He is. But no, they realize that there's a problem. And you know, folks, if we are not willing to acknowledge that we have left following God, then we have a serious problem. We don't realize that we've lost out with God. We have a serious problem. If Mary and Joseph had, on discovering that they had lost out with the Lord, not tried to remedy the situation or do something about it, it would only have got worse. What would they have done? They would have went farther and farther away. And that's what happens. You start to lose out with God a little bit and you don't realize it or don't do anything about it, that distance will become all the greater. And sadly today, there are people in the distance between them and the Lord is as great as it's ever been. Far from God today. There needs to be an admission. There needs to be an honesty. There needs to be an acknowledgement. Not only is there an admission here, but there's also an activity. Because look at verse 45. And when they found Him not, what did they do? They turned back. They turned back. You see, for them to get back to where the Savior was, they had to turn back. They needed to go back because they weren't going with Christ. And folks, it matters not where we go in this world. If we don't go with Christ, it'll take us nowhere. If we don't have the Lord with us in our journey through this life, well, then it'll be pointless, it'll be vain. And they needed to turn back in order to get Christ and for Him to go with them. They were going, as they thought, in the right direction. Yes, they were. From a human point of view, yes, they were going in the right direction because they were going home, but they were going without the Lord. And wherever we go in life, we need to make sure that the Lord is always with us. Often we think we're going forward and we're making progress. Yet if we're not going forward with Christ, we're not going forward at all. Is it not time? Is it not time that we turn back to the Lord? Is it not time for us all as believers in Jesus Christ today, for each one who knows and loves the Lord, is it not time for us to get back to the Lord? Is it not time for us as a church to get back to the Lord? Is it not time for us as a denomination to get back to the Lord? Our brother Donald made a very impassioned preaching on Thursday night at the very end when he said it was time for the church to get back to the cross, and that's where we need to get back to. Oh, we can pat ourselves on the back. We can get ourselves all puffed up with pride. We're doing this, we're doing that. But where are we with the Lord? Is it not time we turn back? Is it not time we got back? We might think we're going forward, yet the sad reality may have been that for all of this time, we've been going without Christ. Going through the motions, going through the rituals, and yet knowing nothing of the presence of the power of Christ. We need to turn back. There is the departure. There is the despair. But as we close this morning, I want us to see the discovery. Look at verse 46. And it came to pass that after 3 days they found him in the temple. After 3 days they found him. They found the Lord, but it took effort, it took energy, it took endeavor. As we think of this discovery, notice the pain of it. Look at verse 48. Look what they say to the Savior whenever they find him in the temple. And when they saw him, they were amazed. And his mother said unto him, Son, why hast thou thus dealt with us? Behold, thy father and I have sought thee sorrowing. There's the pain of that searching. The word sorrowing there, it means to be of intense pain, great anguish. They were tormented. They were tormented. In fact, that same word that is translated sorrowing here in Luke 2 is used in Luke 16 about the rich man who was in hell, that he was tormented in the flame. It's the same original word. This loss of Christ brought such pain and turmoil and torment to their lives. You see, folks, for the true child of God, losing out with Christ, losing out with Christ will be the greatest burden and pain in our lives. Losing Christ is not something that we should take lightly. It'll bring real misery to the heart of the true child of God. They've lost out with Christ. They had not experienced His presence in the way that they had experienced, and it brought them pain. And they were in genuine sorrow about it. You think just as a parent, you maybe have the experience of losing your child. It's an awful thing. But it's a far worse thing on a spiritual level. when the child of God loses out with the Lord. And they sought him sorrowing. You can almost sense just the tears and the brokenness of heart as they went amongst the crowd, and as they retraced their steps all the way back to the temple, they were overcome with grief and sorrow. There was such brokenness and contrition of heart. We don't have the Lord. We don't have him with us. Oh, that we had such a brokenness of heart over our spiritual state. Oh, that we had such a heaviness of heart over where we are with the Lord. There was pain in this discovery, but notice as well the period of this discovery. In verse number 46, we read that after 3 days. They searched for him for 3 days. That means that for 4 days in total, they had lost out with the Lord, because we read that they had went a day's journey in verse 44 before they realized they'd only left him for 1 day. But in reality, they left him for 4 days. Lost out with the Lord for that period of time. Where did they find him? Look at verse 46. They found him in the temple. They found him in the temple. Maybe they looked in other places they had been, I don't know. Maybe they had looked in the place where they stayed. Maybe they had looked in the places they had gone, Jerusalem. They didn't find him there. They found him in the temple. They found him in the place, in the house of God. In that place where God's honor and glory dwells, they found him in that place. They had forsaken him. They had walked away from the Lord. They had walked away from his house, thinking all was well. But they found him back in the place where he was all the time, in the house of God. Sadly, over the past 2 years of this pandemic, many have walked away from the house of God. Many have left off coming to God's house. And we need to get back to where the Lord is. And if we need to find the Lord, we'll find him in his house, in this place where his honor dwells. People think they're going on with the Lord. Their lives are going well. And yet they never, never come to God's house. I thank God today for those who over these past 2 years have been so faithful in coming to the house of God. As your pastor, as your minister, I thank you sincerely and genuinely for it. Those times of lockdown, those times of separation from the house of God were awful times. But sadly today, there are still those who will not come back to God's house. Now, I understand there are those who are unwell. There are those who are infirmed, and the old age is there, and the years have advanced, and I fully understand that. As I look across this congregation this morning, there are some of God's people who have come through great pain and struggle to come to God's house, because they love this place. You think of the Church of Ukraine today, God's people gathering under artillery fire, under the threat of death And they're not hiding in their houses. They're coming to God's house. And to those today who are watching online, I make a very direct appeal to you. Get back to the house of God. Get back to the place that you need to be in, this place of fellowship with God's people. No matter how hard or how difficult your week has been, and I can speak personally here as well, whenever I come through the doors of that church, there's a sense of calm and peace as we come to fellowship with God and fellowship with God's people. We need to get back to the house of the Lord. We need to get back putting priority on the Lord's house again. And when they found him, their hearts were gladdened. Their hearts were joyed. You look at verse 51, with this we close. And he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject unto them. He went down with them. In other words, they went back home again. But this time, the Lord was with them. And whenever the Lord is with you, it makes the journey all the better. His presence gladdened their hearts. He went down with them. Oh, thank God today, whenever we come back, we turn back, we will find the Lord, and he will go with us. Folks, at the end of the day, it matters not what else we will seek to achieve or seek to do in the course of our lives. The only thing that matters for time and eternity is how we've sought to live for the Lord. As I stand before God on that day to give an account, I'll not be given an account of any earthly things I have done, but I'll give an account of what I have done with Jesus, of how I've sought to live my life for him. Dear Christian, today you'll stand to give an account, not what you've done in your work or in your business or in your neighborhood. What have you done with Christ? We've only one life. It will soon be past. And it's only what's done for Jesus will last. That's the only thing that matters. Only what's done for Jesus will last. I wonder today, will we rededicate our lives afresh to the Lord? But from this point on, we will seek to walk closer to the Lord like never before. May we seek his forgiveness for those times we wandered from him, and may we run after him like never before. They supposing him to have been with them, they turned back, found him in the temple. Will we go through with God today? Will we lay our lives on the altar for God today? Will we say to the Lord, here's my life. Do with it what you will. Because at the end of the day, it's only what's done for thee will last. As I sent out the note during the week, there's still a work to be done in this area. There are still souls to be saved. Will we all with oneness of heart and mind, put our shoulders to the wheel and determine to go through with God. Let's bow in prayer.